USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Multiple deaths are being reported and many more are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. It is the strongest quake to hit the island in 25 years. It did cause tsunami warnings for other nearby islands, including Japan, but those have been canceled. The White House expressing some stated outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. USA's John Schaefer.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasized the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident and demanded appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers in Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 humanitarian aid workers have been killed in the Israel-Hamas conflict.
Voters have been weighing in for several more state primary elections this week. On Tuesday, voters cast ballots for president and other races and ballot items in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. President Biden was expected to see another uncommitted protest vote from critics of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Former President Trump again making immigration a top issue in his campaign, slamming Biden administration policies at the U.S. southern border during a campaign event in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Tuesday.
There's no country in the world that will withstand the cost of this, and maybe more important than actual dollar cost, the cost that it's doing. It's wrecking our civilization. It's destroying our country.
Severe weather continued to impact portions of the central U.S. Later on Tuesday, tornado watches were spread across half a dozen states, from northern Mississippi to Kentucky and north through the Ohio River Valley. This is USA News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The White House expressing some stated outrage over that Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of half a dozen World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing the Biden administration's call for a prompt investigation into the incident, demanding appropriate accountability.
The U.S. will continue to press Israel to do more as well, to ensure the safety of humanitarian workers, and will continue to do all we can to deliver this assistance to Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers inside Gaza, citing the distressing statistic that over 200 of them have lost their lives in the Israel-Hamas war. In February, the number of job openings saw a slight increase, signaling ongoing strength in the job market, according to experts. The Labor Department reported that there were 8.8 million job openings on the final business day of the month. Additionally, the figures for quits and hires in February remained relatively stable, both in terms of number and rate. Sean Diddy Combs purportedly will not receive an invitation to this year's Met Gala following federal investigators' earlier raids on his homes. According to Radar Online, the embattled music mogul's been excluded from the guest list for the May event in New York. A source alleges that the industry is keeping its distance from Diddy as he contends with accusations of sex trafficking. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.